Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it.
Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
A lot of my friends tell me I look like a pro wrestler, but not a good one. I look like those guys that used to lose on Saturday afternoon wrestling. You might remember those guys. They were the ones that didn't have a theme song or a nickname. They were just waiting there in the ring when they came back from a commercial break. That's how you knew they were going to lose every week. They were already there. They'd get the saddest introduction in wrestling. Just already in the ring. Weighing in at 275 pounds. From Robbinsdale, Minnesota, Scott! You just knew. The next person through those curtains was kicking the crap out of Scott.
You know, I kind of look like a jobber myself. I kind of look like, the Brooklyn Brawler. What a great jobber he was. You know, he just looked like a slob.
He's like, from Pensacola, Florida, weighing in at 219 pounds, Scott.
Yeah, and then there was nothing. You know, it was just like nothing. Yeah, just, I thought it was hilarious. So
That was freaking funny as crap, dude. That was I sent that to my friend. I hope he got it, Scott Stewart, because he's the only person I can think of. So I was like, oh, he's the only person I know that named Scott, so I kind of sent it to him.
You know, speaking of funny things, I was watching a rerun this week of Night Court. I don't know if you ever watched the old sitcom Night Court. And all of a sudden, I say, this is about wrestling. And they have Bull Shannon. I can't remember the name of the actor. He's like 6'7", bald-headed and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, I look, and here comes Lou Ferrigno. And he has a big overcoat on, and he takes off his overcoat, and he has wrestling tights on. And he was portraying a professional wrestler. Mm-hmm. And then they bring in all these other wrestlers. This is a wrestling-themed show. And I saw Professor Tora Tanaka in the background. So I was the only one real wrestler that I recognized in the background. I'm sure they had a couple other performers, but boy, I said, man, I haven't seen him in years. But it was a little funny episode if you ever get to see it. It's called The Battling Bailiff on Night Court.
Okay.
Hey, coming up in just a little bit on Turnbuckle Trash, we're going to have news from TNA, Lucha Underground, ROH, and there's a new member of the Bullet Club coming up on Turnbuckle Trash.
Now it's time to go to school!
You mean like wrestling?
Boom! Yeah!
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is unbelievable.
Speaking of Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
How excited are you about this class?
You know, as of this recording, I am stoked. Kurt Angle.
Rock and Roll Express.
Ricky and Robert.
In.
Yeah.
Are you surprised about Kurt Angle getting in this soon? Is that too soon?
You know, he is still making noises about wanting to do some in-ring work with the WWE. And I think he's in shape enough. Who's not in shape? If Kurt Angle isn't. Whether they'll allow him to do that, but him with what he did in the ring, from amateur to WWE to his days in TNA, he well deserves it.
Remember, folks, this isn't like the NBA or NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame, where if you have to be retired for at least 5 years to be elected into the first ballot Hall of Fame. For the wrestlers, there is no time. There was no time, I guess, separation, if you will, in regards to them being didn't retired Edge, or being separated from WWE.
Didn't Edge get in the year after he was forced to retire because of injury?
Oh, and he was, and it was for sure. There was no even question. Everybody knew the day he retired that he was getting the Hall of Fame next WrestleMania. Yeah.
Now, Kurt Angle, going back to him, I remember when he came in to the WWE, he was the Olympic hero. Remember, he wrestled in the Atlanta Olympics with a broken freaking neck.
Yeah.
And they brought him in, and they tried to make him a face, and the crowd wasn't having it.
No.
And then they did some comedy work with him, of course, with Steve Austin. That was just
incredible.
Hilarious.
Incredible.
I remember... Steve putting that little cowboy hat on Kurt Angle. Oh man, that was hilarious.
Well, I remember his match with Shane McMahon, no holds bar, anything going. I think it was a street fight, and he went to Chuck Shane through this plastic, I don't know, Maj, if you will, and Shane doesn't go through, and he lands straight on top of his head, and you hear it.
Yeah.
So, you can hear Shane say, "Throw me again." So Kurt doesn't hesitate, picks him up, chucks him again, and this time he makes it through.
Yeah.
Kurt was willing to do whatever he was asked to do. And now you talk about him being face. When they threw him to be heel, Kurt ate it up.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole his theme song, his walk-in song, and the crowd would chant, you know, "You suck" or whatever, at the beats. And Kurt ate it up. Kurt was so professional about it, to be quite honest with you.
You know, he wasn't a professional wrestling fan.
No.
He wasn't a fan, but, you know, once you've done the Olympics, what are you going to do to make a living, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was ECW that first approached him about it, and he went to a match and didn't really like what he was seeing. And then, you know, some other things happened. He eventually just becomes a huge superstar in the industry. And that, I think what you said about him, he was willing to do whatever. Who would have thought this guy who was so intense in his training? I mean, what did he have any body fat on him at all?
I doubt it if he did. Never mind.
If you read his autobiography, you talk about his training schedule. It was like before the Olympics, he worked out constantly.
All the time.
And, you know,
but as Olympians, they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Phelps is obsessed with working out.
Yeah. And trained constantly. But who would have thought this guy who was so intense in the amateur wrestling world and so good could come into the, quote, sports entertainment and be able to play the heel so well that when they made him a babyface, the crowd still ate it up. He is a unique talent. He's had some difficulties over the years with his injuries and drug abuse but and I read right after Kurt was announced I'm sorry I can't remember who he was being interviewed by, but he did say he hoped that the WWE would let him include some of his time in TNA Impact Wrestling, because so many of those people meant so much to him while he was over with the other guys.
Kurt Angle's in the Hall of Fame. Oh, it is true.
It's true.
Teddy Long is also, as of this recording, Teddy Long is also in the Hall of Fame.
Deserves it.
Absolutely.
You talk about, tell me what you know about Teddy Long's career.
Oh, geez. you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I really know him just from the part of him being at SmackDown.
As the general manager.
As general manager. Yeah. When SmackDown, honestly, was really struggling at one point.
But Teddy Long started as a wrestling official. He was in the ring as a referee.
Oh.
Then he became a manager. And then he became the general manager of SmackDown. His little swagger when he'd walk out as the general manager and having those great-looking suits he wore. And his mic skills. Wow.
Incredible.
Just holla if you hear me. you know, playa. You know, he's talking to playa and stuff. He played that part. But he looks so much like Gary Coleman, the actor.
Don't
you know,
do that.
He looks so much.
Why do you do that? You have to be that guy, don't you, Dave?
I am that guy.
You, you know, Teddy Long, if you're listening to this, I just want to apologize on behalf of my partner here, Dave Denton, for calling you or at least liking you to Gary
Coleman.
What you talking about, Willis? Coleman.
No, I love Gary Coleman.
Don't. No, you don't.
I do.
No, so. That's because you think I'm Gary Coleman. That's why you say that. So don't even.
Hi, Gare.
No.
Did you know Gary Coleman showed up at our radio station one day?
What?
In Logan, Utah.
Promoting himself to be the governor of California?
No. You know, he lived in Utah the last few years of his life.
Oh, I did hear that. Yeah.
Yeah,
in
Santaquin, Utah. And he was in a independent film called Church Ball.
Yep.
And
love that movie.
He was promoting that, and he came in. And he didn't do the interview on my radio station, but the radio station right next door to me, VFX, he was doing an interview on that. So I didn't get to meet him, but I did to see him. So, but anyway, Teddy Long, that's neither. But let's talk. Get back to Teddy. He brought a swagger to SmackDown when they just desperately needed it. So I appreciate Teddy Long.
So Rock and Roll Express, Kurt Angle, and Teddy Long. Now, usually, if we walk via the carpet line with this, they have all their Hall of Fame announcements before or at least by the end of the final pay-per-view, which is Fastlane, by the way.
Right.
They have all the Hall of Fame announcements made, so they're ready to go. Is there anyone you see getting in before Fastlane ends?
I'm going to preface this real quick. I'm going to go back to the Rock and Roll Express real quick.
Okay.
Because they actually started in Memphis, Tennessee. When I was watching Memphis wrestling, the Rock and Roll Express were big time. And we want to also say that pretty soon we're going to be doing that tag team podcast.
Oh, yes.
Zane is in on that. So we want to all
We had to
that.
Make sure we were all on the same page about
right.
that.
Yeah.
So
that's coming soon.
It took us a while.
And the Rock and Roll Express, not big guys, but they had this incredible chemistry. Robert Gibson was one of these guys so gifted on the microphone. And then he was a little guy, you know, littler, I guess you should say. And recently they appeared on Tag Team Apocalypto.
Tag Team what?
Tag Team Apocalypto with the Broken Hearties and... Oh, remember I said it was just the worst thing in the year, and they were part of that. But anyway, who do I see possibly making it in the future? Well, the internet rumors are, one, Diamond Dallas Page.
Much, much, much deserved.
And he's one of those that started basically as a manager, and then he trained and trained and trained. The Diamond Cutter, the matches he had with Carl Malone in his corner.
Oh, man.
Who was it was against...
Dennis Rodman and Hulk Hogan of the NWO.
Yeah. That was WCW, and so DDP, and then now the work he's doing with wrestlers who have had such struggles in DDP
Jake
Yogurt,
the Snake.
Yeah, Jake the Snake, and he took limited time of training and made himself a great career and a great mic. I mean, great mic skills.
One of the greatest heels in the 1980s, Ravishing Rick Rude's always also a rumor.
Do you remember Rick Rude at all?
I only saw highlights. I never
delved
into his wrestling career.
The man didn't have a six-pack in his abs. It was like 94-pack. I mean, this guy, he must have done crunches from the time he was a baby and did them all day long. He had a great body, and he would do these tights. And if he was wrestling against somebody, like when I think he wrestled against Randy Savage, and his tights, he had somebody airbrush the picture of Miss Elizabeth on his tights, and Elizabeth's face was in certain body part areas and get everybody mad. But that's what he did. He was one of the great heels and a great talent. A great talent. And good to see. I hope they'll make the official announcement. But the internet rumors are Ravishing Rick Rude will be going into the Hall of Fame.
Can I throw a couple other names at you that I think need to be discussed at least?
Okay.
Current NXT general manager, William Regal, I think needs to get in.
That would be a good one.
And one that I don't think people, well, Christian's another one. Of course, Edge and Christian together. I think Christian will have to wait a little while longer.
Yeah, he probably will.
How about Earthquake and Tugboat?
John Tenta, and I can't remember the tugboat's real name.
Oh,
but,
it's
yeah. Hold on. But John Tenta as Earthquake. Then he was in the Oddities. He even tried sumo wrestling for a while. Yeah, I could see them. I could see them as
Fred Altman.
Oh yeah, you know who he also was?
Who?
The Shockmaster. The worst botch in all time history. The butt fumble of all butt fumbles. He was portraying the Shockmaster, and he fell through the set. Ole Anderson was doing the voice, and it was on the old WCW. But anyway, yeah, I think, yeah, I could see both of those getting in as a tag team.
Hall of Fame ceremony, March 31st on Friday in Orlando, Florida. So it should interesting. And you know they're going to call at least maybe three, maybe four more people in.
Right.
I think Ravishing Rick Rude gets in. William
DDP?
Riegel. Yeah.
Oh, and maybe DDP, William Riegel,
is,
yeah.
If DDP's got to be a guarantee for me that he gets in.
Uh-huh.
Ravishing Rick Rude, I think, is a choice to get in. Riegel's got to be in the conversation.
And you know what would be weird about that?
What?
Is Riegel was the one that kind of showed Goldberg how limited his skills were. A very famous match where Riegel didn't sell Goldberg. They wanted a really long time, and Riegel was the one in there. He wouldn't sell, and Goldberg was getting mad, and it's a very famous. Look it up,
yeah,
Goldberg
I
and,
did,
and
yeah.
Sir right. William Riegel.
What was that? That was in WCW.
I believe so. Yeah.
And I think it was a Saturday Night or Nitro. Do you remember?
I can't remember either.
I remember watching Thunder too.
And I've watched it in its entirety since. And I thought I couldn't tell he wasn't selling, but he wasn't. And that's, you know, he purposely did that. Goldberg was blowing up. And so, yeah, it'd be kind of interesting with Goldberg being such a vocal part of what's going on with Mania this year.
How about that, by the way?
Love it.
I know it's been a while since we've caught up, but my gosh.
This is shaping up to be a great Mania.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of fascinating storylines come up. And the best part is we still have one more pay-per-view, the Pending Ultimate, if you will, pay-per-view before WrestleMania. There's a ton of things that could change by April 1st or April 2nd of WrestleMania.
I can't wait.
Oh, man.
I can't.
Let's dance.
Wait.
Let's do it.
Oh, we'll have to be watching that. Maybe, you know, texting or something, doing some kind of recording during it. That would be kind of fun.
That'd be a blast. Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, we couldn't, you know, do play by play by any means, but we could talk about it. So,
that'd be a blast.
We'll have to think about that one.
You
know,
come over for, and we'll have your wife. The wonderful Teresa.
You're going to volunteer her cooking skills again?
Are you kidding me? Wouldn't you?
I always do.
But I'm serious.
I'm not going to volunteer her. She's over there. She can beat me up.
I don't even volunteer my own wife to cook for me. I'll take Teresa over that.
She's laughing.
Okay, so we came over, like maybe 4 years. I can't wait, it's been almost 4 years. Yeah. But Teresa Denton, incredible, incredible woman. You outkicked your coverage and you know it. Make this some little smoky wraparound bacon sausages thingamajiggers
with brown sugar all over them.
And I might have ate over half of them.
Yes, you did. I'm surprised you made it out of this kitchen.
I know without killing me, you out killing me.
Without me killing you.
Yeah.
Taking my bacon, so.
He kept growling at me, and I was like, "Stop, dude! Quit growling."
You're lucky that's all
and
I
you
did.
You had drool coming off your side of your mouth. I was like, "Dude, stop!" Yeah, I'm the guest. I should be able to eat here.
Not at my house.
Not at my house. Not in my house. Pay per view.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about those.
Oh man, yeah, YouTube those entryways were awesome.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, we're off track.
Yeah,
give
me talking about
the Fall of Fame classes of today. What we hope to see, you know, DDP, Ravishing Rick Rude, we think we'll get in, so we'll go from there. But this has been fun.
It has been. It's been a been
Zane. I miss you. If you're listening, which I doubt you are, I miss you.
Oh, you'll listen.
And our fans are awesome, aren't they? Our listeners. Hey, by the way, thanks for our listeners who listen to us and follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Turnbuckle Trash. You can follow us on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash.
Right.
It's really easy. It's common sense. If
right.
If you can't find it, then you don't belong on social media.
And TurnbuckleTrash.net. We're working on our website.
Woo!
And, you know, one of the things we're going to put on there is I'm going to put pictures of my wrestling figure collection.
No. Oh, geez. Okay. I thought we were going somewhere else with that.
Not me wrestling. I'm not going to be in a onesie.
I thought you were talking about your wrestling figure, and I was like, no, Dave, you don't have a wrestling figure.
I mean, Earthquake looked like he was in better shape than me, you know? So
looked like?
Yeah.
I think he was.
Anyways. I know he was. Okay. But yeah, we're going to do things like that where there's a lot of things that we're considering to do. So if you have any ideas for us for our website or what you'd like to have, just let us know. Once again, we always say this is not people that are experts. We're fans.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, just because you met the Big Show.
I'm going to show you the chicken wings move here after the show.
And are we going to Buffalo Wild Wings?
No.
Ah, darn. Well, then again, I don't like them anyway, so.
What?
I don't like Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing nuts is better.
What? Butts? No coconuts? No. Anyways, look.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah, can I buy those wrestling figures? When you die, uh-huh. I want your wrestling figures. When you pass away, I will give you a Teresa made little smoky sausage with bacon around it for 15 figures. That's how much it's worth.
Whoa. Dang.
Those are expensive sausages. Those are really good.
And I have almost 3 shelves full of wrestling figures.
If you haven't seen the shelves yet, be jealous because they're amazing.
I will be putting more up on our website. Now you're putting pressure on me. I'll get it done. I'll get it soon. So
oh
yeah.
My gosh.
So we've got Fastlane coming up. There's still the second half of the season for Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground is now going to be available on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have Netflix?
Yeah, I do.
All right. You need to watch some of that.
That's huge. That is really big for Lucha Underground to get that attention.
And they deserve it. They are so good.
Hey, what happened to WWE taking their stuff off of Netflix? Do you know why? They used to have like documentaries on The Undertaker, on, and they had like WWE like best of.
Let me give you two reasons. The WWE Network and Hulu. They moved a lot of their stuff to Hulu now. But the network itself.
I'm ticked.
Yeah.
He
dropped his phone.
I didn't. I did.
He was so upset that Netflix didn't have the WWE.
I used to watch that all.
Hulu.
They had what they called the best of rivalries. Oh, that was the coolest documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
and you
fun.
Can get that on the WWE Ooh. Network only for $9.95. But wait, there's more. Sorry.
There's nothing on Netflix anymore.
You're not telling me anything. That's why I don't have Netflix. They took off the Food Channel. I love the Food Channel. I mean, it's food, right?
Eat your TV? Do you, like, lick the TV screen?
Late at night, I really do. Yeah, that's where we got a recipe for ribs.
It only turns out good because she made them.
Yeah, but you know, we actually were watching. You've had the ribs my wife makes, the smoked ribs. They are the best in the world.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll give you 2 ribs and a little smoky sausage for all 3 yourselves of figures. I think worthwhile purchase.
You think Teresa would have to cook it then, right? So she'd have to cook it, and then I'd be giving up my figures for all this?
But you get a little smoky sausage and 2 ribs from me for that. That's a lot, dude. Especially when it's coming from Teresa making it. That's a valuable, valuable, valuable piece of food.
I want bacon.
You're welcome.
I want more bacon.
Don't lick your lips and say that at me. Don't. Why are you looking at me and licking your lips? Stop that. Dave, quit it.
We're kind of creepo. Kind of brown like, you know,
oh my gosh. Okay,
bacon.
Teresa, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and save us and save myself.
You better be saving yourself.
Oh my gosh.
That move on his feet, the Stray Cat. Is he ready? Let's go to the match, please.
I'd like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you.
Tag me, please!
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
All the fans here, it's just 2 guys rolling around in spandex together, so.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, on this segment of Turnbuckle Trash, let's talk about some other podcasts. Now, Zane, you were just telling me that you listened to a podcast this week.
Well,
what was that all about?
I don't know. Have you ever caught Eric Bischoff's podcast before?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty good. It really is pretty good. he brings a lot of interesting interesting talent in and he kind of brings up issues that nobody else will talk about. Like, it's probably been 6 months ago, maybe 5 months ago, he had Hulk Hogan on there, and it was a two-part podcast, and he asked Hogan a lot of hard questions and really held his feet to the fire, but he was really respectful, too. He's not rude to his guests or any, you know. But this last week, he had Lex Luger on there, a name that we haven't heard for a long time. He asked Lex a lot about the past, about, you know, the death of Miss Elizabeth and his addiction problems, and it was pretty heavy. So, if anybody gets a chance, they ought to check out if they like Eric Bischoff or if they, you know, like long. It's a pretty long podcast. So, but anyways, so what do you got, man?
Well, I was just on the network this past week, there's JBL has an interview show on there. I think I've talked about it in the past. He had Ron Simmons on there, and he's had Michael Hayes, Fabulous Freebirds. And his latest one is with Jimmy the Mouth of the South Hart.
Oh!
And it is so much fun to see how Jimmy got involved in professional wrestling. It was almost like an afterthought. I mean, he did a little music here and there with Jerry Lawler. Then he would do some, he said he would do some announcing on the road at some of their road events, do some, you know, like introducing the wrestlers and things. And then Jerry says, hey, why don't you do this and against Bill Dundee? It's really interesting stories. But the one thing that I didn't know was that Elvis Presley was a big wrestling fan. And there was even talk, and Jimmy talks about this, that there was even, some negotiations stuck on it. Never came out. But Elvis was going to perform in the ring with Jerry Lawler in kind of a wrestler against a karate expert. Because Elvis knew karate very well. He worked out with a very famous teacher in Memphis who was a world champion. They were going to do that, but it never really came to fruition, but they talked about that a lot. It's a very interesting, it's on the WWE Network, JBL's interview show with Jimmy the Mouth of the South. And of course, growing up in Memphis, you know, I remember when Jimmy first started off and they start talking about Sun Records and then the music scene in Memphis at the time. So it might have had a little bit more meaning to me growing up in that era and stuff. But a couple of years ago when Hulk Hogan was at the Salt Lake Comic Con, I didn't go to meet Hulk Hogan because I couldn't afford the price that they were asking. And I found out later that Jimmy Hart was there. They didn't advertise the fact that Jimmy was going to be there.
Oh, really?
And he was at a table. Yeah, he was doing he was talking to people, and he was doing autographs for only $10 on one of the photographs. $10, he'd autograph it for you. That would have meant more to me than meeting someone like Hulk Hogan. You know, just because growing up watching him, you know, doing all that stuff. But it's a very interesting little article, a little interview that's on the WWE Network. I highly recommend that. So,
Speaking of Memphis, you were talking about Jerry the King Lawler. I saw, I don't remember what it was, but it was a little bit about him, and he, I don't know if it was an interview on a podcast, I don't remember what it was, I think it was in a local newspaper. He talked to somebody, or they, a reporter or something. But he talked about his announcing and how announcing, he said, took 20 years of good wrestling away from him. So he said it was kind of a bummer deal. That he said he really liked getting into the announcing scene, but he felt he still had some really good years left in him, so...
Well, they started him talking so much, and he was doing such a good job, he didn't perform quite as much. So, but it probably was easier on his body.
One thing I saw this week that was quite hilarious, I don't know if you caught it or not, I believe they said it's going to air this next week or within a week or two. So TNA, it's Impact Wrestling now. They got it's a taping that's going to air. They got a cease and desist letter from Lucha Underground.
I know the story behind this because it actually aired the night before
that
we're doing this. It's
already
aired. You can find it on YouTube, by the way.
They said it's the first episode ever to air with a blurred out referee because that referee is also under contract with Lucha Underground. And so I guess the referee was blurred out so that they could air the episode without having to pay or without Lucha wanted them to stop the whole show, but I guess they were able to get around it by blurring out the referee.
Well, so. The story goes that they went to Mexico and Crash Wrestling, I think it is, and Conan was there, they were saying they were on this expedition for gold, trying to win all the tag team championships. So they said they would wrestle for free, Conan, like that, and they went against him. Remember these two names? Listen to this: Psychosis and Super Crazy. Does that take you back to WCW?
Boy, Psychosis does.
Yep. They both performed when they were doing a lot of lucha in WCW. So then they showed the match, and they did. They blurred out the official. It was something. But you know what? It kind of fits with what the broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero are doing. It's just weird. So.
Yeah, I saw some news about the broken Matt Hardy this week too, but I don't recall what it was. What's he up to?
Well, you know, he's getting a lot of good press for this character he's doing. They're getting ready to do some more cross promotions. I think they're going to do something in New Japan. I think it's April the 1st that on ROH Wrestling, they're going to have them wrestling against the Young Bucks in a Florida event. I don't have the date right in front of me. They've been talking a lot about that in ROH. I haven't been a big fan of what's going on, but boy, you know, bad publicity is also good publicity. So he's doing a lot for Impact. And I think that, you know, we asked the question, did he save Impact Wrestling? And right now, boy, he hasn't heard it at all. So it's kind of fun to watch what's going on there.
Anything with Anthem and Jeff Jarrett? I guess Dixie Carter's done, right?
Dixie Carter still has a role there, her role doesn't have anything to do with the production. I've been hearing Jeff Jarrett is going to be kind of taking over the backstage role with the storylines. But that part that he is going to work on has not even been filmed yet. The stuff you're seeing on Pop TV and that has been filmed ahead of time. And he had nothing to do with what's going on right now.
I did see that they're working with trying to get Impact on a couple other networks. Did you see anything about that this week?
No, I haven't heard. I hope they can. I'd love to see them off Pop TV.
What was it? They were trying to. I wish I could remember what the name of the networks were. There was two networks that they were shopping it to, but I hadn't heard of them before. So yeah, you'll have to do some research on that for me. And see what
I
you
certainly
can come
will.
Up with.
If I find anything, I'll post it on Facebook.
Okay.
So, some other little news. The latest member of the Bullet Club, Cody Rhodes.
ROH?
Now, he's doing some stuff in ROH with the Bullet Club. His wife, Brandy, is over in TNA, and she's doing a program right now. And they'll have her talking on the phone to Cody, but, you don't have to worry about coming back and helping me out because Moose has kind of taken over that role from Cody. But Cody Rhodes, member of the Bullet Club, they did a great tag match the other day with Adam Cole and Cody against Jay Lethal and Bobby Fish. It was on TV this past weekend. Great stuff. And Cody just works the mic so well. They were in Atlanta, his hometown, and they were cheering Cody, and he says, yeah, when I moved here, I knew this was a podunk town. Nah, I hate this city. You know, really got the crowd booing him. It was good stuff, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, what a good performer. Yeah, speaking of Cody, do you remember who we saw live in Salt Lake was that last week or was that 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, I believe.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. Remember when we saw Goldust live and I was like, Goldust.
Remember? Oh, yeah, we did. We did see Goldust.
Yeah, we saw Goldust. I dressed up for Goldust this Halloween once.
That had to be wild.
It was awesome. But
boy, I still say he's doing his best work right now, physically.
He
in the
is. Gosh, I would love to see him. Ago. I would love to see him do more, but, well, another subject. You know what we ought to do is, I guess one day we'll have to have a gripe session. What we ought to do is do a podcast and pick, like, some of the most underutilized talents in the business right now.
You know what? I think we should.
I think we'll get
Juice.
You know what we need to have as a special guest on the show is my man Chris. That guy's like a plethora of knowledge on professional wrestling.
Who's that again?
Chris.
Oh yeah. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we need to get Chris on the show again, dude. We should have.
Yeah, we do.
We should have Chris be our third. Well, maybe then he wouldn't want to listen to the podcast. He's like our only fan. So.
You know what? He's very knowledgeable about about professional wrestling. He watched it since he was just a kid. Yeah, we'll get some more segments with him, and then we're also going to be working on a segment that hopefully we can get some people, writing in or putting on Facebook and stuff. Juice and I want to do a segment on our favorite tag teams, old school and new school. We want to do a segment on that. So we'll work on that, and we'll get you involved in that. And I think that would be just a heck of a lot of fun. And then underused talent. Who's the underused talent? So we'll do that. Maybe we'll try to do that for the next pod, one right before WrestleMania. We'll do that, okay?
What's the next pay-per-view again?
Fastlane.
Fastlane.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one for Raw. That's the one they're going to set up with Kevin Owens against Goldberg for the Universal
Bill Goldberg.
Belt. That's the.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, Bill Goldberg.
Well, we're going to. Do you think they're going to celebrate life in the Fastlane?
Going to play some Eagles there for you, right?
Yeah.
So I got a couple other news items real quick. Documentaries.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Well, documentaries are in the works right now. ESPN's 30 for 30 about Ric Flair. They haven't set a date yet, but they got the first trailer out for it. And it's supposed to be very, very well done. So, and then this past week it was announced on WWE that the WWE, HBO, and Bill Simmons are doing a documentary for HBO about the life of Andre the Giant.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Isn't
that awesome? Yeah, Bill Simmons has been a big proponent, a big fan of professional wrestling for years. And then one other thing, The Rock was recently named as Entertainer of the Year at the NAACP Awards. So congratulations to Dwayne.
And The Rock also created a little bit of a social media stir this week. With the whole Under Armour thing. Dun, dun, dun. The Under Armour CEO came out and said that he was extremely excited to see what the current president administration was doing, and The Rock, a lot of people came out against it, and The Rock said he wasn't really super in favor of what the administration was doing, but that he would remain faithful to Under Armour and keep promoting their brand. So, I guess a lot of people
gave him a bad time about that.
Some people were appreciative that he kind of, that he still remained respectful to the brand, but, you know, some people were not very, were a little bit critical of him for, you know, so. Yeah, what do they say, Dave? You can please some of the people some of the time, the other people part of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time, so.
You know what? Sometimes I don't care if I please one person, except for myself and my friends and my wife. You know, so
well, yeah, you got. I wouldn't.
The rest
even care
of them can
friends.
Bite me.
You gotta, take care of Teresa. She takes.
I do
care
gotta
of
take
you.
Care of that wonderful woman.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling. He was so good that he wore an outfit with the word "fair play" written across it. Like, I'm so good, I don't even need to cheat to beat you. It's kind of my idol.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
I sentenced them to deletion.
Depends over to diapers.
Delete. Well, Zane, it's been a pleasure, man. I am so proud of you. You know, you got the new job working, and it's moved you away, so we don't get to see each other as much anymore. But we're gonna figure this thing out. We're looking into Skype. We're gonna see if that's gonna work for us, or we're gonna just stay on with the way
we're doing
it now.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do, Dave? When we get all set up and settled in down here, I'm gonna get a mic from my computer, and there's some programs out there that we can, we can do this and small, it'll sound a lot better and we'll have to do it over the phone and stuff. So, but for right now, we're good, right?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. So, just hang with us. And, I've had some good comments from people about what we've been doing and it's just been kind of fun. We're going to try to get Juice involved with, a segment, also, and get him to where we can get all three of us together at a certain time and just start having some fun again. That'd be kind of fun.
I think we'll have to promote Juice to producer. We'll have to put Juice in charge of content since he never comes on the pod anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's a busy man, you know, so
we'll
get him all set up. And
I'm busy. I have a full-time job.
Yeah. Boy, they keep him hopping what he does. And,
that's what I heard. What a good guy. What a good guy. He's got a good, solid woman too on his side as well. So,
well, I think all three of us can say we're pretty lucky that way. So,
well, that's this edition of Turnbuckle Trash. We're gonna work it out,
Dave. What?
Gosh, oh, man,
why are you still licking your lips? Okay.
So we're gonna be getting together. We're gonna be talking more about the world of professional wrestling. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and spread the word. Our Twitter account's growing now.
Oh, yeah. Actually, so, you know, it is. Yeah. By the podcast, it grows. Yeah. So, really, honestly, thank you to our listeners who take the time to listen to us and put up with our really
quirks.
Horrible jokes that are just not even funny.
I want bacon.
Just, oh, my gosh. Quit licking your lips. Mm. Why do you... Clean the drool off your beard,
dude. Oh, yeah.
That's so gross. Okay.
And we're hopeful, by the way, to have some more interviews with some more performers still trying to work up Blake Griffin, who trained with the Brian Kendrick.
That's awesome.
Still working on that one and still working on some others. Most of all, we're not experts. We're fans. As I said in the last podcast, we're basically marks. But we know what we like, and I'm not going to say that we're experts. I just don't think that some of these podcasts that are out there that all they do is complain and moan and groan about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. All they're doing is just trying to stir the pot and trying to draw attention to themselves, and we'll just do our thing.
I'm excited about our tag team podcast. I've been looking up some serious research. That is going to be one of the best podcasts we've ever had.
We'll have
on
to
this
do
show,
it.
Hands down, bar none, Dave. That's going to be one of the most experienced, well talked about podcasts we'll ever have.
We're gonna talk about old school tag teams. We're gonna talk about some
gosh.
Of our favorite tag teams. We're going to talk about matches.
Oh.
It's going to be a very fun podcast, and we want you to be part of it.
Yeah, we want your feedback, Facebook or Twitter. Let us know what you like.
And that means you, Chris Evans.
Oh, he's incredible. But can I give a shout-out to Chris Evans
give
and all
Chris,
his great work?
I mean, Zane gave a shout-out to him. Now you give a shout-out to him.
No, Kelly Denton. But seeing the stuff that Chris Evans puts on there for us is awesome.
Captain America.
Yeah. but just great work by Chris, honestly. And Chris, just keep chiming in all the time, please.
And
we love it.
I don't want to take any credit for that, but he did learn his wrestling.
Okay, you just took credit
me.
For with that comment. Why did you?
But I didn't.
You can't
I didn't
put a disclaimer on it and then just take away the disclaimer by no.
I've been watching wrestling too much, so I take credit for everything. And I want some bacon.
And with that, we thank you for listening to Turnbuckle Trash. So you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, email us at wpfpod@gmail.com. That's wpfpod@gmail.com.
That's easy for him to say, isn't it?
Yeah. I like bacon. See you, folks.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
I feel the energy. Hulkamania's running worldwide.